This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The central government has increased its wheat procurement target at the minimum support price or MSP by 15% to 34.5 million tons for the current season, up from the earlier plan of 30 million tons. Food Secretary Sanjeev Chopra said the decision aims to support farmers whose crops have been damaged due to unseasonal rains. Speaking at an event in New Delhi to release the annual wheat survey of the Roller Flour Millers Federation of India, Mr. Chopra said state-wise procurement targets have also been revised upward. He added that procurement from Madhya Pradesh is now expected to be 10 million tons, Uttar Pradesh 2.5 million tons, Rajasthan 2.35 million tons and Uttarakhand 5,000 tons, with some wheat also likely to be procured from Delhi this year. The Food Secretary has said that wheat procurement quality norms in major producing states, including Punjab, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, have been relaxed to enable higher purchases from farmers affected by unseasonal rains that damaged crops. Reserve Bank of India has cancelled the banking license of Paytm Payments Bank. In a statement, RBI said the bank is prohibited to conduct any business from immediate effect. The Apex Bank has, however, clarified that Paytm Payments Bank has enough liquidity to repay its entire deposit liability upon winding up operations. The RBI further informed that the action follows its orders dated March 2022, wherein the bank was directed to stop onboarding of new customers, followed by additional business restrictions imposed in early 2024, disallowing any further deposits, credits and top-ups in existing customer accounts and prepaid instruments, among others. Iranian Foreign Minister Bassar Akhchi arrived at Islamabad in Pakistan late last night with a senior delegation signalling renewed diplomatic efforts to revive installed negotiations between Tehran and Washington to end the war in West Asia. Iranian delegation includes spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry, Ismail Baghai. Mr. Baghai, in a social media post, clarified that no meeting is planned between Iran and the United States, adding that Tehran's views and concerns would instead be conveyed to Washington through Pakistan. The United States is also preparing diplomatic outreach with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, expected to arrive in Islamabad for discussions. Talking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt confirmed the development, stating that talks would be conducted directly. She added that Vice President J.D. Vance would remain engaged from Washington, coordinating with Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the National Security Team. United States has imposed economic sanctions on a major China-based oil refinery and around 40 shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. The move, announced last night, follows a broader warning that secondary sanctions would target entities doing business with Iran. Among the entities targeted is Hengli Petrochemicals Refinery in Dalian, one of China's largest independent facilities with a capacity of about 4 lakh barrels per day. The U.S. Treasury said the refinery has been receiving Iranian crude since 2023 and generated hundreds of millions of dollars for Iran's military. The measures are part of a wider U.S. effort to curb Iran's oil exports, a key source of revenue for the country. The sanctions come just weeks before a planned meeting between President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping in China. Meanwhile, the U.S. continues to maintain a physical blockade on the Strait of Hormuz, a critical route for global energy supplies. In women's cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg today. The match will begin at 9:30 p.m. The series has been completely dominated by the hosts so far, with South Africa taking an unassailable 3-0 lead. For India, the focus will be on regaining confidence and securing victories in the remaining matches. In IPL cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 206 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the total in 18.5 overs. The win was brilliantly set up by Virat Kohli's 81 runs and Devdutt Padikkal's quick fire, 55 runs. The duo put together 115 runs for the third wicket to make it a one-sided chase. And that is the end of this news bulletin.